All right, let's check in with WOR's Alice Stockton Rossini. She's out in Long Island City. It is Amazon Liz. Good morning to you, Alice. And how is the neighborhood reacting to the decision of Amazon to bail on the city?
The big Amazon breakup on Valentine's Day. How could they? I'm sitting in front of the Citibank building at One Court Square where Amazon was going to take over 40 floors. And I talked to Citibank employees who said they didn't renew the lease for next year, so they're still moving out. So there's going to be some available space here, and I suspect that they won't be getting as much as they might have been getting from Amazon unless they were getting some kind of a break here. A lot of people agree that, you know, Senator Gennaro's delivered the death knell when he was appointed to this little-known public authorities control board. Whoever heard of that? But it's a little-known board with a lot of power. He had the power to block this deal, and supposedly that's when it was over. A lot of angry business people here this morning.
This was going to affect a lot of people in a lot of positive ways. Yes, there was a negative side to it, but not as much as the positive side to it. As a business owner or even as a person, it's bringing more people into New York City. Yes, it's a lot of money that they're getting a break for, but you're not looking at the future. That how much income is coming into New York City. They are morons for making this deal go away.
They're morons. Kathy said she's relieved, actually.
I'm very happy. I'm very pleased not to have to deal with the increased population down here, extra burdens on the transit system, the sewage system. It's bad enough as it is. So I am quite pleased. I'm not even going to talk about rents. Rents are horrible, no matter where you are in Queens. Rents are awful. And I'm happy to see that maybe people won't have to move out or deal with extra increases in rents because other people are coming in and pushing them out.
Mm. All right. I talked to people who just didn't like this deal from the beginning, the backroom deal between the mayor, the governor, and Jeff Bezos.
The more people live in the city, the more taxes we need. If somebody doesn't pay taxes or gets a tax deal, the other have to pay. So from an economic point, for people living in the city, that's not a good thing. They should come and build something, but not ask for tax breaks. Bothers me totally.
All right.
You know, you could make a deal like that probably in Detroit, because Detroit has still the infrastructure. There you could ask for a tax break because you have to rebuild, but not in New York.
Well, but of course, if you give a tax break and you're creating 25,000 jobs, that's going to create a lot of taxes from those jobs anyway.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's, So, you know, depends on which side of this deal you're on. Kevin sums up the feelings of most people that I talked to who said, where is the city going to find another 25,000 jobs?
Big breakup.
Yeah,
break it up is hard to do.
I personally thank the Ms. Cortez for destroying 25,000 high-paying jobs in this city. And I'd like to know how many mortgage payments she's made. And I'd also like to see a tax return and see if she claims every little tip that she made is tendon bought. My name is Kevin Aholski. The only thing I'd like to say to her is vodka and tonic, make it a double.
Not happy, are you?
Absolutely not. How do you destroy 25,000 jobs coming into the city? Out of your mind?
Do you really think she killed this deal, though?
She's up there taking a victory lap, so she'll take credit for killing it. Yes, thank you.
Yeah, the guy's very entertaining.
Kevin's great.
But I happen to think that it wasn't a few Democrats that killed it. There's more to the story, Alice. I really believe that.
Yeah, well, they're the hooks. You know, it's just so crazy. The story just, you know, it came out of nowhere. And then it disappeared as fast as it came. You know, easy come, easy go. So I think we're going to hear a lot more in the coming weeks, in the coming months, as to what was really going on behind the scenes with this deal. Well, I mean, isn't it amazing that we have all these Democrats are mad at Cuomo, and they're mad at the senator here from Long Island City, and supposedly he was the only one that had the power to kill the deal? That just can't, it just doesn't sound right. It just doesn't add up.
There is more to it. And especially if you're giving a guy $3 billion in tax breaks now, he's offended by a couple of Democratic politicians. He wants his tush kissed. Nah, I don't think so. There's more to this.
Well, Alice,
he was still going to get it. You know, people also talked about Google. Google expanded in New York City. They didn't ask for these massive tax breaks.
True. Very
true. Why did Bezos come in with this sweetheart deal?
Yeah. All right. WOR's Alice Stockton Rossini on the scene. Thank you, Alice.
Thanks, Alice.
Now's the time you snap up an apartment out there in Long Island City because the prices have probably plunged.
That's the whole issue now. Absolutely.